This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ebrahim Raisi, who died recently in a crash. The AP's Lawrence Brooks has more.
The runoff will pit a little-known reformist, Masoud Pezeshkian, against hardline former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili. Speaking to reporters, Iran's election ministry spokesperson Mohsen Islami said none of the candidates managed to win an absolute majority, so the first and second candidates with the highest number of votes will be announced to the Guardian Council. He said of 24.5 million votes cast, Pezeshkian got 10.4 million, while Jalili received 9.4 million. More than half of voters cast no ballot in the race that saw Pezeshkian and Jalili compete alongside two other hardliners. The runoff will be held on July 5th. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russian forces on Saturday attacked the town of Vilniansk outside the southeastern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia, killing six people and injuring eight others, according to the regional governor. Ivan Fedorov, writing on Telegram, said that the attack also damaged infrastructure, a shop, and residential buildings. This comes as 10 Ukrainians held prisoners for years have been released from Russian captivity with the Vatican's mediation. Part of the group arrived in Kyiv overnight at the international airport. It's the first time in over 2 years that the airport received passengers. Among the freed was deputy head of the Mejlis, Nerim Jahal. Mejlis is a representative body of the Crimean Tartars that was relocated to Kyiv after Russia seized Crimea. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Mauritanians voted on Saturday in a presidential election that incumbent Mohamed Ould Ghazalani is widely expected to win, with a pledge to boost investment in the West African country as it prepares to start producing natural gas. Ghazalani, a former top soldier, promised investor-friendly policies to spur a commodities boom in the country of 5 million people, many of whom live in poverty despite its fossil fuel and mineral wealth. Voting ends at 1900 UTC, and provisional results are expected from Sunday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn on the United Nations admitting it has fallen short of its goals to improve the lives of several across the globe.
The United Nations is warning it's met just 17% of about 170 goals to end poverty, achieve peace, and protect the planet. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres releasing a report card of sorts on the Sustainable Development Goals aimed at helping the lives of some 7 billion people.
Our failure to secure peace, to confront climate change, and to boost international finance is undermining development.
He says there's no reason that countries can't pick up the pace. I'm Jackie Quinn.
India bested South Africa in the men's T20 World Cup cricket finals. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed concerns on Friday about what was roundly viewed as a poor debate performance on Thursday. Some supporters are now calling for him to drop out of the presidential race. More from VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias.
I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to.
A day after debating his Republican presidential challenger, Donald Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden hit the campaign trail in Raleigh, North Carolina. The editorial board of the New York Times wrote that to serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. Unless the president leaves the race voluntarily, he is still on track to clinch his party's nomination at the Democratic National Convention in August. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Sunday's United Nations-hosted meeting in Doha, Qatar, with Afghanistan's Taliban leaders, is the third UN meeting with Afghan envoys in Qatar's capital, but the first that the Taliban are attending. They weren't invited to the first and refused to attend the second. The UN envoy says that women's rights will be raised at every session, but Taliban officials have indicated that internal issues of Afghanistan, including women's rights, will not be discussed. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.